Amanda, time for a really feel-good story now. This was a story that News 24 brought us about a gentleman, Vic Camphor. He was a motorist who was just driving along Kingsway Avenue around about the Auckland Park area when his car broke down 2 weeks ago. And, you know, it was pretty difficult because it was 6:30 already. It was starting to get dark and he was quite worried about how he was going to get back home. And then a gentleman who was standing at the side of the street, who was actually known to be asking motorists for money and the like, actually came along and decided he was going to help him. And they pushed the car all the way back to the Volvo dealership where Camphor is a managing director. And, you know, he goes on to say in this article, he had to push the car quite far. And he speaks of Sibongiseni Nkosi, this gentleman who helped him. He says he never asked questions. He kept on pushing. He gave the best he could. We got the car back and locked it up. I thought, let's give him a chance. And that has resulted in a situation where Sibongiseni Nkosi, who used to beg at traffic lights in that area, has actually been given a job and begun his work as a trainee petrol attendant at the at a dealership or a petrol station which Vic Camphor owns. So we thought we should bring Vic into the conversation. Vic, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us here on Afternoon Drive. What made you decide you wanted to take a chance on this young man?
Good afternoon, Jan, and your listeners. Yes, you know, he didn't ask any questions. You know, he just helped me, and it was getting dark, and it was one of the old cars that I was driving, and that, you know, he came along and he helped, and he pushed, and it was quite hard, it was quite far, and we battled, and we got the car in, and I started talking to him afterwards, and asking him about himself and his history and his history on the street, and you know, he was a real nice person that I met and I spoke with, and I thought, you know, let's give him a chance, let's give him a try.
Yes. Now it's interesting. What interested me is because many people in this situation would have given him something as a matter of thanks for his help, and you did that. You gave him R50, you gave him a burger and chips. Why did you decide that you actually felt more of a responsibility to do something greater for him?
Yeah, look, I thought about it for a while. I went home and I thought about it, and I thought about what he had said for me and that he was clean and there was no drugs or nothing else being used. And then, you know, after the World Cup and, you know, what I think my coach said to us, you know, pressure for him, what pressure are we talking about? You know, pressure is somebody that's destitute, that hasn't got a home, hasn't got a meal. So based on that, and you know, I thought, let's try, because I had one vacancy, and let's give him a try.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing because many people, and I'm going to be brutally honest here, many people would say, oh, you're running the story because you want to tell a white savior story. But it's about more than that, isn't it? It's about if you are in a position of privilege, trying to create an opportunity for someone who has no privilege, who's grown up without parents, who's been raised by his grandmother, and whose whole life has been marked by poverty.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you listen to his life story and you talk to him, you'll hear all the stuff. But still, you know, inside there is a great guy and a person that we've been super impressed with. And he's really shone on the driveway and through his training. He's been absolutely amazing.
So he's enjoying his new job, is he?
Yeah, he's enjoying his new job. And, you know, the good stories that followed there afterwards, because this started trending on social media, because there were so many people that he had done good to, even be on the street, you know. He'd save one person from being run over, he'd save another from being robbed, and all those stories started coming out, and the people were worried about him because he learned that he's no more corner anymore. And eventually they found him there, and that's how it became me, shall I say.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Vic, thank you for sharing your story with us, and certainly for sharing, most importantly, Sibongiseni Nkosi's story with us. If you are at that petrol station in the Auckland Park area, I think you know which one I'm talking about. That is where you will find Sibongiseni Nkosi, and he is in his new job as a trainee petrol attendant.